This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The CIA is at the center of a new criminal investigation by the Justice Department. Attorney General Michael Mukasey announced yesterday that a federal prosecutor will examine whether CIA officers and maybe other government officials broke the law. They destroyed videotapes of the interrogations of suspected terrorists. These tapes were made in 2002 and destroyed 3 years later, and they reportedly showed the harsh interrogation methods used by the agency. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston is covering the story and joins us now. And let's talk first about the man who's been assigned to investigate this. His name is John Durham.
John Durham, very interesting guy. He's a Connecticut prosecutor, and he may be best known for leading a Justice Department probe that looked at whether or not the FBI and other law enforcement agencies leaked FBI information to two notorious leaders of a South Boston gang. In fact, a retired FBI agent, John Connolly Jr., was ultimately found guilty of leaking information to those mob characters. And he was asked to actually take part in that investigation by then-Attorney General Janet Reno because law enforcement in the Boston area had a conflict of interest. So there's some parallels here. Attorney General Mukasey said yesterday that the Virginia office had removed itself from looking at this tapes case to avoid any possible appearance of conflict of interest.
Now, let's remember what's on these videotapes and why it would be, at least in theory, a violation of the law to destroy them.
Well, there are hundreds of hours of tapes, and it's unclear exactly what's on them. But the ones that everyone is focusing on are tapes that apparently show waterboarding, which is like a controlled drowning of an Al-Qaeda suspect named Abu Zubaydah. And that was in 2002. And the CIA hung onto these tapes apparently until 2005 when they decided to destroy them. And that was really an issue within the administration. There were some people at the CIA who wanted to destroy them supposedly because they would cause some problems for the interrogators. That's what the head of the CIA said. The Bush administration was saying, hey, we shouldn't destroy them. This is going to lead to trouble. And that seems to have been what happened.
And I guess in those intervening 3 years, there were people who wanted the tapes, defense lawyers for a terror suspect, the 9/11 Commission. They asked for information like this and weren't given it. Is that why it could be, at least, considered a criminal violation to destroy them?
Possibly. Now, we don't know exactly what it is they are looking for, but there are several things. There could be contempt of court if the court had actually, it turns out these tapes encompass something that the courts would have wanted, or there could be something as bad as obstruction of justice if this is something that was actually subpoenaed and they had destroyed them anyway.
Now, what does this appointment of this prosecutor say about Michael Mukasey, the new attorney general?
Well, it actually says quite a bit about him. Now, Durham, because of what he's done in the past, is known as a very fierce investigator. Some people that I spoke to yesterday said that he was sort of like Patrick Fitzgerald Light, which certainly does not make him a favorite of the Bush administration.
Let's remember, that's the special prosecutor who looked into violations having to do with the Valerie Plame CIA whistleblower case.
And Scooter Libby. And that's how that ended up working out. And what's interesting is sometimes it's not actually the crime that you're looking at, but the cover-up after the crime that's going to be the problem, as was the case in Scooter Libby's case. Fitzgerald didn't actually find the crime he was looking for. He found obstruction instead. And what the concern is among some Bush administration officials is that this will go in that sort of direction.
And people who know about John Durham, the prosecutors say he's tenacious as Fitzgerald was tenacious.
Tenacious and apparently not a political bone in his body.
And has apparently gotten the respect of Republicans and Democrats if a Republican attorney general and a Democratic attorney general chose him for a special assignment.
Indeed, although apparently he's a registered Republican.
Okay. Well, there's some information, and we'll continue listening for more. Dina, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston this morning.